from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Altuve hits one high, hits one deep, hits one into the Crawford boxers, 2-0 Astros.
Altuve with the insurance. You ask for that extra run, you're going to get it. That was a hanging slider on the outer third, elevated. Jose Altuve got to it and just flipped it into the Crawford boxes.
That was a big run for a lot of people yesterday. Seth, is somebody who I know you've dipped your toe into the waters of the dark arts of late, the gambling world.
Oh, yeah.
That was a big run because there was no value betting the Astros yesterday. They were minus 350, which in baseball is like... That's like a football game with a 20-point spread. Mm-hmm. Like a minus 350 in a baseball game means you got to lay 350 right. to win 100 bucks. In baseball, a line being above minus 300 is almost unheard of. You had minus 350 with a lineup where the Astros were the two corner infielders were in Sugar Land like 2 weeks ago.
If I were cold-hearted and calculating and could set my fandom aside, would it have been a smart bet to go for the White Sox just based on...
Value it might have been, and the game was close. On value it might have been. Now, some of us out there, or some people, maybe, you can lay 1.5 runs and get a little bit less that you have to risk.
Sure, I know what that means.
The Astros have to win by more than one run.
I'm nodding. Yes,
Yeah. They have to win. And that Altuve home run in the eighth inning was our last chance to get more than a one-run lead. And by God, the little fella took care of it. Mm. Man. Got us a 2-0 lead. That was a good degenerate home run right there.
It was a good
Altuve.
And as far as just playing the White Sox and after getting a little bit of a, oh crap, what's going on here? Are they playing down to the opponent?
Yeah.
It's just these the Astros in a precarious position where sometimes I'll fall into like, oh, why are they performing like this? And then you have to remember like everything you just mentioned, some of the guys they have playing on the team right now. It's not a full force. This is not your uncle's Astros.
No, their infield, and Altuve was the DH yesterday. So Yordan was not in the lineup. So you had an infield of DiCenzo, Whitcomb, Dubon, and then obviously Peña, who would play every day the entire calendar year if he could.
It felt like the old days where you just kind of take a Sunday afternoon off and figure, well, these guys, we got a tough
loss.
You got 12 contenders. Yeah. You got a stretch now coming up where you play 12 contenders in a row.
Yeah,
playoff contenders.
Yeah.
And it's not so easy. So, all right, let's rest everybody on Sunday and maybe we'll, be full force for this tough stretch.
Yeah, they're in a tough stretch. They play a bunch of days in a row here coming up against, as Seth points out, against good opponents. The Red Sox this week, who they did sweep in Boston fairly recently. They've got the Orioles. They go to Baltimore. They got Philly coming up. So it's a tough stretch coming up. And with all that said, Seth, I know one thing about these Astros. They play well against good teams. It's the playing down to the level of opponents that's been an issue over the last couple years. They play well against good teams. And for that reason, this 4-game lead they have on Seattle... I'm not focused on that anymore. Seattle stinks. I'm not focused on that. The AL West will be ours. Once again, I am looking at the 5-game deficit, 6-game deficit, somewhere in there, to get us back into that the hallowed grounds of not having to play a wild card round.
To out of the three game series in the wild card, where
I don't want anything
just,
to do with that.
Just there's so much luck involved with
yes.
that. You can be a really good baseball team that just has a couple of bad days, and boom, you're out.
That's it. So that's what I'm focused on now: catching the Yankees, the Orioles, the Guardians, the Twins. Those are Guardians, and I think the Yankees lead their divisions right now. Maybe the Orioles do. I don't know. The Yankees lost again yesterday. Who the hell knows? But that's. I'm so focused, I don't even know who they're chasing. But
yeah.
that's what I'm. But I think it's in play now. They're going to get Verlander back here soon. We should mention that he had a good bullpen this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
He hopefully feels good this morning.
He's and if got he feel, his gas.
He's got. If he feels good this morning, then he's pitching Wednesday against the Boston Red Sox on Wednesday afternoon. 1 o'clock start.
I like that it's the Red Sox.
Yeah.
I like that it's this is good.
It's
this
good
is
stuff.
Good. This is good stuff. This
yep.
is the August feeling that I'd missed, Sean.
yeah.
A little bit of cockiness. Undeserved by myself. I didn't do anything to earn it, but
yeah.
I'm starting to get a little bit cocky.
Yeah.
But also peeing a little bit.
A little bit.
Just a little bit.
Yiner had a home run yesterday. Got robbed. And then hit a bomb a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
Got really robbed. 3-run home run. That would have made things a whole lot easier yesterday watching that game. And Framber was great again. Framber and Hunter Brown are going to get acknowledged today. Spoiler.
Oh, really?
Right? Yeah,
oh, okay.
yeah. They've both been amazing since
yeah,
June
I'd be
1st.
Upset if you didn't acknowledge Framber.
Yeah. So would he probably. Mm. Someone points out on the text page, you said in the open, who's better quarterback, Framber Valdez or Daniel Jones?
Yeah.
Someone says, can you imagine Framber's body language as a QB when a receiver drops a pass? He's gotten better.
There's a yeah, and there's a play clock
better.
Just like there's a pitch clock. We would worry 2 years ago,
yeah,
I'd have been like, I don't know how Framber will deal with the pace of the game.
Right.
He might when he needs to collect himself. Now I'd be like, yeah, no big deal. I feel like Framber take a sack and just hop right up, do his little breathing through his eyelids
yeah,
and whatnot.
That's right.
And be good to go.
Okay, this Bregman elbow.
The Bregman the offensive line blocking, I don't know if the pass game it's fine, it's a run game, but yes.
Yeah.
So
The Bregman elbow injury. So we tease coming into this thing. If you missed it, Alex Bregman supposedly slept on his elbow wrong. Let's do Bregman 1 here. Here's Alex Bregman on Friday, I believe, explaining why he was not in the lineup and will not be in the lineup at least for a few games.
I got some swelling in my throwing elbow. Slept on it wrong. Feel like few days and I'll be able to come back strong and feel good. Showed no have no damage of any of the ligaments or anything like that. Just something that I'm gonna have to take a few days for, and obviously it's pretty unfortunate because swinging the bat really well right now. I'm playing really well, so hopefully come back in a few days and be ready to roll. And yeah, this has no long-term effect or anything like that. It's just something I gotta knock out right now and get back.
Knock it out. Okay, so no IL for Bregman. He's still sitting on the bench, sitting with the squad. Slept on it wrong.
Mm.
So do you know when it happened, Alex Bregman?
When did it happen?
I'm not really sure. Slept on it. Woke up. Didn't really feel that great a few days ago. And just kind of played through it for a day. And yeah.
I had a friend once who he woke up and his arm was all messed up. Yeah. Turned out he had a broken clavicle. The problem was is because had been sleeping in a ditch after he fell off a bike
oh.
that he was riding while drunk off his butt. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
So there was more to the story.
Yeah.
He did wake up with a broken clavicle,
but it was
after he had fallen off his drunken bicycle.
Okay.
The bike was drunk,
now,
too.
Now, do we know what Alex Bregman does once he leaves the stadium and goes to bed at night?
No, he might have, I don't know.
He got on a bike?
Now, I would say... There is a chance that if you slept on it wrong and it's something, if you sleep on it wrong, that's a one-dayer, you know, because it does happen in baseball. You sleep on it wrong, pitchers sleep on their arm wrong and they're a mess the next day, but that subsides generally. I'm guessing if it is true that he did indeed fall asleep and then wake up with a bum elbow, but he's going to be out multiple days, that maybe there's some kind of pre-existing condition and
that's
it just
thinking.
Worsened whatever it was.
Yeah.
So I don't like. He's had a lot of surgeries through the years, like loose bodies or something like that.
Yeah, which should make it super easy to figure out when he's coming back, I'm sure.
Would you prefer, and honestly, though, I like it when they keep it. This is what Bregman would do. Bregman just, if he were to perhaps not be completely honest with an injury, he just comes up with the simplest explanation. I don't need a story about a massage therapist breaking his ribs or anything like that.
No, I don't.
Even though that is one of the fun parts of baseball is people making up stories about why they got injured.
Right.
I do prefer when they just keep it vanilla, nice and straightforward, no wasted movement. I slept on it wrong.
I guess the good news would be, well, let's hear from Espada first. When do we expect Alex Bregman to come back?
He's going
to
start hitting here in the next day or two, so I hope so. I think there's a strong possibility that he could play in that series. Yes.
Okay, so that and the series he's talking about is the Boston series coming up starting today. I guess if we're to take Bregman's couple cuts there we played at face value where he said it started a few days ago, that interview was on Friday. I guess the good news is that when it started feeling bad, when it started hurting, he was in the midst of a stretch where he was hitting a home run every day.
Right, right.
You know, so he was hitting with that. He was player
hitting.
Of the week in the AL.
But Alex Bregman is he's a finely tuned ecosystem.
He is.
You know, if things aren't just perfectly right and going the way, then he can get wobbled off the train tracks or thrown off the drunken bicycle. I don't, that makes me nervous that, okay, it'll just be a few days off and then it'll be back to the same old Alex Bregman. I'm going to be very, very attuned to exactly how those first few at-bats go.
Someone is pointing out on the text page, you know who? Oh, it's Middle Screen. Middle Screen's mad at the kid in right field who didn't catch the Yiner, what would have been a 3-run home run for Yiner Diaz, and he let the right fielder catch it. If that kid catches the ball, doesn't let the right fielder rob Yiner, they don't have to pitch Abreu and Hader yesterday.
Yeah.
Just brutal.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Man, step your game
let's
up,
find
kid.
That kid's name out.
Yes.
Let's go back and
find the video.
Let's publicly torch him.
No. Let's not even joke about it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
I saw, I was watching all the different highlights from the games this week, and after Caleb Williams' touchdown run, which is really nice, but I mean, it was at the end of the second quarter versus guys, they weren't even backups. Some of those guys were undrafted rookie free agents
that they were going against.
Yeah, that the Bears were going against. But there was a guy in the end zone who was just beaming, and he was right down near the wall, you know, and I couldn't help but think, like, oh, this is the opposite of Bartman. This is the opposite of Steve Bartman. You know, and like this guy was probably 30 years old. He had to grow up listening to his father probably rant at the dinner table about Steve Bartman 15 years after the fact. But now in their minds, Caleb Williams has come to deliver them from whatever hell they're in, including, you know, sports hell.
Yeah, well, quarterback hell for sure. I saw you did a video on that throw that he had.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive.
Yeah, it was impressive.
It was an incredible
leaning into that
throw.
Caleb Williams on your YouTube channel.
I am the Chicago fans are hungry for it. I gotta try to broaden the fan base a little bit. I'm very open and honest about it. I still have big questions about Caleb Williams and just him doing the simple stuff, the boring stuff. He makes all these circus throws, but then he used the exact same mechanics for like a 5-yard screen. I'm like, dude, you don't have to do that. It doesn't have to be. It's almost as bad as the college quarterback who does the jump pass.
Yeah.
Remember Case had a little bit of that in him when his first couple years? He would try the jump pass for God knows what reason.
Yeah.
And when you didn't need to do it.
That's the Mahomes thing. But everybody thinks they're Mahomes.
But the problem is, even when Mahomes is throwing off platform and everything, he's still got his feet planted in the ground and all. It's just, it's like when you're teaching kids to write and like in high school. English teachers in middle screen will appreciate this. You know, you're not allowed to write like a writer that abandons punctuation for artistic purposes until you prove that you can like do it the right
way first. Do the basics. That's a great analogy.
Like once you really master the basics, then you can freelance a little bit.
Right.
You don't go off playing jazz piano when you can't get your damn chords right first.
Can't even do chopsticks.
You know?
Yeah. Text message, will we see British Brooks get some Pierce snaps with the ones and twos this week? He seems like a short yardage goal line wrecking ball. British Brooks looks the part, and he had two touchdowns in the game on Saturday against the threes and fours of the Giants. Here's the thing. If he gets snaps with the ones and twos, it won't be against the Rams in the game. The ones and twos aren't going to be playing in that game. But it does highlight, I think, a bigger issue than just, is British Brooks going to get these carries? Yeah. It's what the hell's going on with Damian Pierce.
So this is the thing with Damian Pierce. It's complicated in that the blocking has not been pristine. So there are a lot of times where the blocking is very imperfect and maybe the play should be dead in the water. But that does happen in the NFL. And that's where the 1 yard per carry comes into it. When you watch like Cam Akers cut against the grain on imperfect blocking, because that wasn't even like a normal zone run cutback. He had to stop in his tracks and then bounce it to the outside. It works because of the zone blocking, but it wasn't a perfectly blocked play. Like Damian he's not showing any ability to make something out of nothing. So the 1 yard per carry is where it's real, in that a good running back, even with bad blocking, is still going to get 3 yards per carry.
That's right.
And that's where I get nervous with Damian right now, that, all right, the run blocking is bad, but you're making it worse. And he doesn't, on that kickoff return, I felt like that was the biggest, display of just, there's just something wrong with the way he's feeling the game right now, because when it's time to make a decision, even if things are imperfect and hitting it, he's hesitating and he's pausing and he's kind of almost like tiptoeing his way into contact. He's not breaking tackles the way he did when he was a younger player.
Not even close.
And this is probably overly simplified, but there's still a big part of me that wonders, man, whatever body weight he was his rookie year, I know he's trimmed down and everything, like, that was what was working for you.
Yeah.
That was what was, you could take a play that had imperfect blocking and make something out of it because you were evasive by breaking tackles, and he just doesn't have that right now.
We'll get into that more at 7:00. We got all our stock up, stock down, things we're feeling good about, things that need improvement for the Texans. We'll get into that at the top of the hour. Speaking of the Texans, hey, close out their preseason schedule. They close out their preseason schedule against the Rams on Saturday, and we've got your tickets again tomorrow. Texans Ticket Tuesday. So listen in the 7 a.m., the noon, and the 5 p.m. hours for your shot at a pair of front row seats in the bullpen. The best seats in the house could be yours. All you have to do, keep it tuned to Sports Radio 610 all day long tomorrow on a Texans Ticket Tuesday. Up next, headlines. We'll circle back to the Astros again. Good weekend for the Astros, I would say, overall. The Texans and some news going on around the NFL, including a big signing and a decision at quarterback for one of the teams in the NFL. We'll get to all that in headlines coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.